This will be a tricky project. Almost 1,500 barrels were sunk in three dump sites from 1958 to 1962, some just 2 miles from Duluth's water intake in Lake Superior. Because these spots are in the ceded territory, the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is overseeing removal of these drums, many of them rusted and brittle. Coast Guard Marine Safety Officer Judson Coleman says they're setting up a safety zone as a precaution.
I know that there is some public interest surrounding this project, and in order for the project vessel to conduct its work and recover the barrels and do their testing and that sort of thing, without that being interrupted.
Jennifer Thiemann is the barrel removal project manager with environmental engineering firm EMR. In an interview last April, Thiemann says although these barrels contain parts of weapons made during the Cold War, she doesn't think they'll be dangerous.
We don't believe we will find live munitions, but because the remote possibility exists, we have to take the utmost safety precautions and treat them as they could be potentially live.
Meanwhile, Lieutenant Coleman says they won't be patrolling the area, but they will monitor it.
They won't necessarily be involved in enforcement, but they will be there and they could notify us if there's an issue. Really, as far as enforcement's concerned, 9 times out of 10 with a safety zone, it's just a matter of ensuring that people are aware that it's in place.
In all, Red Cliff hopes to raise 70 barrels between July 30th and August 20th when the safety zone is set to expire. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.